Doing okay over there, Sourpuss? You want to talk about it? That's what I'm here for. Please, you won't be burdening me. You will be burdening me, however, if you keep sitting there in silence, staring down at your drink with that face. It's making me sad inside. What happened? Spill. You got stood up. What can I get you? Do you want a second drink? An old-fashioned, you got it. So, you got stood up. Now, why on earth would someone stand up your pretty face? I'll tell you why. Because they're an ass. I'll tell you another thing. It has absolutely nothing to do with you, and everything to do with them. Okay, yeah, I know you think that I'm just telling you what you want to hear, right? I'm a bartender, that's what bartenders do. But listen, you're the only one at the bar. You've clearly had a crappy day, and to be honest, I've had a crappy day too. And right now, that makes us best friends. So I'm telling you the truth. I see it happen all the time. Oh, yeah. If I had a dime for every time I've seen someone get stood up. In fact, you are the third person I've seen tonight get stood up. So, you know, you're not special, hon. It happens to everyone, okay? You are gonna be just fine. I guarantee it. I mean, look at you. You've got a great smile. You've got pretty eyes. And don't act surprised. I know you know that you're attractive. Don't pretend you're not. Own it. Hell yeah. Say, I am the hottest person at this bar tonight. Right, there's no one else here. I realized that as I said it, but... Okay, still, own it. And don't get cocky. That's the last thing you want to do. But, you know, straighten out your shoulders. Yeah, that's more like it. There you go. Sit up straighter. Let me see that posture. Oof, no, not like that. That's kind of more teacher's pet posture. Loosen up a little. That's better. Yeah, okay, chin up. Give me a smile. Yeah, look at you. You're a catch. That's a movie star smile. Be careful with it. A smile like that holds a lot of power. So, let me ask you this. Are you dating? Oh yeah, I know you had a date tonight, but was that like a one-time occurrence, or are you dating around right now? Okay, and how's that going? Apart from tonight. Okay, well you know what, that is okay, because I can fix that. Sure I can. I have witnessed so many dates, so many pickup lines. I've seen people fall in love. I've seen people break up. I've heard people rant all about their relationships, whether it be to me or to their drunk friends. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. I think that makes me somewhat of an expert, don't you? You'd be surprised. People confide in bartenders more than they confide in their own mothers. Which, you know, makes sense actually, because a lot of the things people tell me, they definitely don't want their mothers knowing. Look, the point is, I see everything and I hear everything. So listen when I tell you that you are not the problem, hun. And I don't mean that you're perfect and it's impossible for someone not to be head over heels in love with you. Because no one is perfect, and nobody is perfect for everybody. But what I mean is, if your date lost interest, it is not your fault. And you will drive yourself insane if you spend the rest of your life wondering what you did wrong. Because you didn't. You didn't do anything wrong. Whatever made them stand you up, that's on them. It is completely out of your control. Typically, what I've had people confess to me is it's usually because people get scared. Well, sure. They've got fear of abandonment, fear of commitment, insecurity. And, you know, that's on them. They'll sort it out. They're figuring themselves out, and, you know, it sucks that you got roped into their problems, but hey, tonight's not so bad, right? Yeah, tonight's not so bad. You'll find somebody else. What if you don't? Well, then, I'll still be here. Sure. If in 50 years you're still having relationship trouble, you come back to this bar and you sit with me and we can talk it out. That's what friends are for. Really though, you'll find somebody. Probably when you're not even looking. You know, you won't have to force it. It'll just happen naturally. And you'll know. What? Are you asking me out to dinner? I see. No, not at all. No, it's my bad. I was flirting with you. You didn't misinterpret anything. It's just, I don't date. No, really, I don't date. I'm sorry. No, again, it has nothing to do with you. I promise. I think I made that pretty clear, right? I like you. It's just, Look, I was in a pretty serious relationship once. We got together in high school, and I know that probably doesn't sound that serious, but it was. We were together for like 6 years. And then we broke up. And a little while after, I went out with this guy, and I couldn't. No, not because I wasn't over my breakup. I had moved on by then. Really, I really can't stand the whole getting to know someone stage. And I realize that sounds a little awful and stupid because you have to get to know people, otherwise you'll never know anybody, but it's just the whole dynamic of sitting across at a table with someone at some fancy restaurant, and there's all that pressure, and your hair is too tight, and you're asking each other how many siblings you have, and it's just, I just hate that. After that, it just kind of vowed to never go on a first date ever again. Yeah, pretty much. But, you know what? How about this? How about we call this our first date? Sound good? I had a wonderful time. Yeah, thanks for dinner. And there, it's done. Okay, now, I'm gonna give you my phone number on one condition. We skip all the formalities and the bland, predictable get-to-know-you questions. You don't ask my favorite color, and I don't ask your astrological sign. Deal. I look forward to not getting to know you, Sourpuss.